Thank you very much. Thank you for the little less reverb on my vocal. I'd be grateful for that. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming out to the Iron Horse tonight. Let's, you know, I'm old enough that I forget why I walked in the room, although I know I'm here to sing. I know that much. And I know we're at the Iron Horse tonight, but I want to say before I become the forgetful person that I am, how about it one more time for Eva Capelli and her band. This is our first time at the Iron Horse. And
please come back.
Alrighty then. We are on tour in celebration of the new record release, which is titled Love is an Army. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. And we hope you enjoy the new material and the new songs. So there's a certain tilt to it, but I'm kind of tilted that way. So let's do this one. This one's a bit, I don't know. The people at the record company call it an earworm. This one's called On and On. It's a little bit about persistence. Thank you. that's okay. A lot of people live out there on the internet. A lot of people live lives that they don't actually have. It's true. There's a tremendous capacity for fantasy out there on the internet. But anyway, I got called out for titling the new album Love is an Army for using the word army. It's okay. No, really, for real, it's okay with me because that is one of the places where we actually dialogue, and it's perfectly fine with me to have a different opinion. I believe there's room for that. There's room for our differences. For me, what there's not room for is disrespect. There's not room for rudeness. So if you're going to be disrespectful or rude to me, I'm just going to block your assets. Over and out. We're done. That's okay. You go something, take that. Take whatever you need to do and take it someplace else. Don't take it to me. It won't go well for you. Anyway, the bottom line is that this title, Love is an Army, and this song is specifically, this is the title track, about the experience of that. As it turns out, we have great strength in numbers. Sometimes an army can be two people. You could be my army in that moment, in that day. It could be one, it could be 10,000 in the most unexpected, unpredictable places, unexpected ways. This has been a particularly rigorous tour. The schedule has been crazy. Including tonight, after tonight, we have two more shows. And I'll tell you what, we're all exhausted. We are rode hard and put up wet right now. But I'm here to tell you that they started to play the song, and I think about the song and what it is and what it means. I co-wrote this with my producer, this track. And I look around and I see your beautiful faces. I can't really see your faces up there. I see the shape of your beautiful heads. And they are beautiful heads to me. But I can see your faces down here in hell. And I can't see any of those faces in heaven, but that makes sense. My people. Enjoy that up there. But anyway, something happens with the music and with you being here with us and with me. And I truly, truly feel rejuvenated. I don't understand it, but I quit trying to understand it. So thank you for giving that to us. And tonight, right now and right here, as far as I'm concerned, you are my army. And I thank you for that. If love is an army, sadness the enemy, you know that I will fight for you. There's no divine inspiration, something else calls us here. stay. About 10, 11 days ago, I guess, Yvonne Staples passed, or as we would say, she's gone home now. That's Mavis Staples' last sister, last living immediate family member. So now Mavis is just straight up on Mavis. And she's not doing any shows right now. She's canceled some of the tour dates. She does have a new album out. But I believe that she will, it's right to cancel the shows. It's a hard thing to do, but not that hard, not really. But she's such an inspiration and such an icon. At least she has been, certainly to me, and I know several other millions of people, that is the case, that is the truth. Staples Singers, the legacy of her family, not just the music, but the message of the music, the message of empowerment, the message of love, the message of hope, the message of songs like Respect Yourself. Really? Yeah, actually really, you know? So this next tune, I won't say it's a tip of the hat because that's just a little too lightweight for me. I'd say it's much more like a full-on bow until I'm told I can get back up again. To Mavis and her family and the message and the music. This tune's called, and it's about being a service, by the way. This one's called, What's That Say About You?
Every night she prays, she finally
backwards in time and do a couple of the earlier songs, meaning songs I recorded before the current album. And this is one of the... You know, I love that song. Somebody said St. Gabriel, didn't they? Who was that? The guy in the dark corner? With a beautiful head. Beard, hat, I got it. We can't do that song because that's not been rehearsed with this ensemble, because obviously in the department of everything changes, just about everything changes, ladies and gentlemen. Meaning new band member, except for him, Dorian Gray is still with me. I love being able to say that on a mic and actually people get it. But we will do this one for you, and we hope that you like it. But see me after the show, because I have a story to tell you about that song, St. Gabriel. It's really weird. Yeah, of course it is. Here's a devastating ballad. One of those songs that you come across as a singer and you go, oh my God, I have to sing that song. Oh my God, I can never do that. I can't. It goes on. This one's called I Will Love You More Than You Can Ever. My loved one gone, 'cause I love you. so much. Today is 4:20. The 20th of April, 2018. My understanding is, let me just say this about that. And I'm not talking about that green matter. Just let's be clear. But that's fine, too. That's your thing. Is that legal here in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Okay, right on. So the other thing about what I want to say is that I'm really, 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 I get great hope with all the conflict and all the pain that's going on out there. It's not just our neighborhoods, our regions, our states, our nation. It is actually global from what I can see. It's a global situation. It is a humanity. It is the human race. We are deeply struggling right now, and I get great hope from our young people. I'm talking about our high school students right now. It gives me tremendous hope. Two reasons. One, because they feel like they can stand up. They must stand up now and speak and be heard. And because great change is needed, and I think it's going to come. It's coming. It's happening, and it makes me very hopeful. This one's for our high school students. it up there, Sam? You ready? You're born ready, huh? I'll introduce the new band, ladies and gentlemen, in a little bit. Let's go backwards in time a little bit. We're going to do some old school for you. That was a dare. That was a double dare right there. I see you one and I raise you, man. All right. We played Nashville, I don't know, last Monday or the Monday before. I can't remember. It's just a blur. This is, like I said, this is the tail end of the tour. I know we're at the Iron Horse. I know we're in the state of Massachusetts. I know my hotel's not too far from here. It's to the point where I have to take a picture of my hotel room number. Because I don't know where I am. You know? It's way past why did I come in here for the, what did I come into this room for? It's way past that. It's a whole other level. Anyway, we were in Nashville and a great surprise. Tracy Nelson came out to the show. Right? That's how I felt. I was like, I got all like tingly and stuff. And she sat in with the band and reminded me of a song, which was a magnificent experience, first of all, to have Tracy sing with us. Secondly, she reminded me of a song that she had recorded years ago that I used to do 100 years ago when I was just doing duo, no band, just duo, me and a guitar player, and or me and a guitar player. I'm not going to tell all those stories. Anyway, that's okay, don't worry, you'll get the book. So, you know, in the blues, there's all these songs about killing your spouse. There are. There's a lot of them. They're countless, right? I'm Gonna Murder My Baby. Huge hit. Huge hit. Your Funeral, My Trial. Another massive hit. It sounds really funny, but you could check me on this. Go ahead, check your phones. Go on the internet and see if I'm telling the truth. Oh, and then there's the, of course, everyone knows, Boom Boom, Out Go the Lights.
Yeah.
Right? Big hits, big, big, big. All about guys killing their wives or your girlfriend or their girlfriend or somebody else's wife. And then every once in a while, whoop, there'd be a spike and there'd be a woman writing a song. Everybody stops breathing. This was originally written and recorded by the great Bessie Smith. It's one of them tunes. It's called Send Me to the Electric Chair. Because I cut my good man's throat.
sorrowful night. The tire I hold, the furnace seems to fly. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry. The bigger the love. I get caught.
How should we do this? The audience can choose, I'd say, between a ballad or between the title track for the Grammy-nominated record.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm reading it all seems I'm
one more time for Eva Capelli. Let me introduce the band to you, ladies and gentlemen. On drums, Randy Mallory right here. Right now. On bass guitar and background vocals, ladies and gentlemen, Gary Davenport. On guitar, on last deal, on background vocals, and daredevil stuntery. Steve Dawson, ladies and gentlemen. On guitar and background vocals, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Meek. Come on, man. Let's see, what can I tell you? We got merchandise over in the merchandise spot. Just over there. Please come see us. We got email this, got all that stuff going on over there at the merch store. Got some early CDs. Got Love is an Army. Got some special dog tags if you're really into it. Got some special vintage military style cool jackets that got little button flaps on the waist in case you don't want to look like a Jimmy Dean's pork sausage. Sometimes those big, you know, things make you just feel bigger than you are. And be happy to talk with you over at the merch spot, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, thank you to the Iron Horse for supporting live music. Mostly, deeply, and truly, ladies and gentlemen, I wanna thank you for giving us a chance on another evening. This happens to be a Friday night, and we love Fridays, so thank you for giving us another chance to come and do what we love doing so much for you. We hope it's been a good night for you. Thank you. We hope whatever troubles you might have walked through the door with, you want to leave, it's long gone. Send that right out the back door, flush it down the toilet, leave it under the table, but leave it here. And go back out feeling a little bit better. That's the point of the whole thing. That is what we hope for. And we hope we've done our job for you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again. Fun to see you over there. My name is Jennifer Maggie.